SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Oh, the collapse of the week-long truce between Israel and Hamas bringing more fighting and deaths. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to the health ministry in Gaza, Israeli strikes on houses and buildings have killed at least 178 people throughout the Gaza Strip. Israel said it struck more than 200 Hamas targets. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along Israel's northern border with Lebanon. Ceasefire mediator Qatar said efforts are ongoing to renew the truce. Israel says 115 men, 20 women, and 2 children are still held captive. I'm Norman Hall.
A federal judge rejecting Donald Trump's effort to toss out his 2020 election subversion case in Washington, dismissing the Republicans' claims that he's immune from prosecution. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan has knocked down the former president's argument that he is shielded from prosecution because the actions he took in his failed bid to win the White House fell within his duties as commander-in-chief. Also at SRNnews.com, United States now committed to the idea of phasing out coal power plants. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
The announcement came on Saturday in the United Arab Emirates by Special Envoy John Kerry. He says U.S. will join 56 other countries in the Powering Past Coal Alliance. That means the Biden administration commits to building no new coal plants and phasing out existing plants. No date was given for when the existing plants would be phased out. Other Biden regulations aim to pull the plug on coal by 2035. Bob Agner reporting.
In Las Vegas, 5 homeless people have been shot, one of them fatally. Police searching for a lone suspect. This is SRN News. A study of religious life in the UK gets a little help from dedicated amateurs.
The University of Reading has been awarded $1.2 million by the British Arts and Humanities Research Council to take an in-depth look at the role of Christianity in the country's medieval period. And the school says it will draw much of its data from the findings of British metal detectorists. Over the years, these folks have unearthed all kinds of ancient religious objects, and now the University of Reading will draw upon them for their study. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Christians are severely persecuted in China, but they're not the only faith group in the crosshairs. Human Rights Watch says the Chinese government has expanded its campaign of closing mosques to regions other than Xinjiang, where for years it has been blamed for persecuting a number of Muslim minorities. This is SRN News. There is a lot of controversy right now in Europe. It's all because Italy has refused a request from a museum in Munich to return an ancient Roman statue that was once purchased by Adolf Hitler.
Italy's culture minister is reportedly refusing a request by the German State Antiquities Collection in Munich to return the Discobolus Palombara statue. Hitler had bought the ancient Roman statue from a private Italian owner. It was returned to Italy in 1948 as part of works illegally obtained by the Nazis. Now the German museum wants it back, saying it had been illegally transported to Italy in 1948. Italy's culture minister, Gennaro San Giuliano, had one response, telling an Italian newspaper, "Over my dead body," calling the work a national treasure. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com.